But what do we, what do we, what,
Seth Lishman.
What do we mean on Thanksgiving?
So, Seth Lishmaya, Parshvahitze, come to Hanukkah, less than 100 days to Purim. So, there's a moment, there's so much in this pasuk. Parshah is so loaded, we were talking about it before. You could say there's so much. But I'm going to start, try to build the yisod for Derech as a chana for Chanukah, chana for Mashiach, chana for Shabbos Kodesh. So it goes like this. If you go to the first Aliyah, Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Yirav. Right? So it says about Yaakov Inu, Vayivka Makom, Vayelen Sham, Kiva Shemesh. Right? And he walked into that place, he davened there, Rashi says. It says, Vayikach mi avne ha makom, Vayasem mirash osaf. Vayishka makom ahu. So what does it say? It says he took from the stones of that place, right? And he slept there. It's interesting. It says, Ame avne amakom. Right? So if you look at Rashi, so if we go a couple took him later, so what does it say? He took a couple of stones, right? If you go to Pasuk Yilches, what does it say? The Pasuk says, Vayashkim Yaakov aboker v'ikaches ha'evin asher sam rosh osaf. Four it said avonim that he put under his head. And now it says it's a Evan Asher Sam Rosh Hashav. How did it go from being stones to a stone? I thought, you know, imagine you go to sleep with like one pillow, you wake up with like with 15 pillows, you wake up, it's one pillow. Where'd that happen from? Right? It's five psukim. So if we go back to listen to what Rashi says, yeah? Vayifka, no, sorry, not that Rashi there, where's that Rashi? I was on wrong pasuk here. Right? So the Vayarsa Mirosh Hashav. Asam kimin marzev saviv l'rosho. He put it like around his head, right? Like comes up in beitza marzev. Shem apnei chayos ravs. He was afraid from certain animals being around him, so he like it was like a blockade. Hischilu merivo zoom zu. So the stones started arguing with each other. Zos omeres alayan yechtadik as rosho. This one said, "I want to be his pillow." Right? Vizos omeres alayan yech. No, he said, "I want it." They started fighting that I want the head of the tzaddik on me. Miyad Asana Kash Barhu Evan Achas. So Hashem said, you know what? He made all 12 stones into one stone. That's what it means when it says cup took him later, that what? Evan. It became an Evan now. So what do we see from this? So that these Avanim started fighting over what? Over the tzaddik. But not in a bad way, they just said, I wanna be at his head. I wanna be at his head. Right? So they're fighting over what to have the schus that Yaakovina would sleep on them. And Hashem made an ace. That what? All 12 stones, all different stones became one stone. So the Maisa, what's an avoda we can learn from this? Right, how do we learn something? What does that have to do with our avodas Hashem? How is this making ourselves for Chanukah? Obviously, the fact that Hashem is pulling off an ace here, Hashem is being merames to us, something that we have to take for our avoda. So I think you could say, like we all discuss here that we're learning in yeshiva with chevra all around us, chevra growing in Limud Torah. Now more chevra every week, you get more chevra involved. So the kud is the what? You're sitting with chevra all day in the base measures, trying to be davak to the Bor Yom. Tzadik Yisod Olam Hashem. Tzadik Hashem b'chod rachav. So the kud is that what? Just as these 12 stones are fighting to what to get close to the tzadik. So the kud is, but what did Hashem teach them? Become one stone. So too here. When you're fighting, not fighting. When you're working to for Avodas Hashem, you're working to grow. What's the nakuda? Kuda is what? Achdus Yisrael. Don't try to. You know what? I want to be there, not you. Why can't you all do it together? If everyone does it together, what? You make a resting place. Like we know, the avos are called Merkava L'Shechina, right? Avram's called Merkava L'Shechina. Yitzchak's called. What does it mean, Merkava L'Shechina? It seems that what the Shechina rests upon them. The Bor Yom rests upon them. Why? Because they make it that way. So nakuda for us also is that what the Bor Yom wants to dwell upon us. He wants to dwell upon each and every one of us. How much more so we make ourselves into one? That we're not fighting over it. We are fighting over it, but we're fighting what? For the same goal. Hashem pulls off an ace and makes it into one. The nekud is to work on that Achdus Yisrael. So if you look at that pasuk that says, Vayikach Evan, like we quoted before, so this is what the Chizkuni says. The Chizkuni says, Vayikach Esa Evan, Evan Hashesiyahi. You've heard of the Evan Shesiyah? You know why the... Not to speak about it, but why that stupid mosque on top of the where the base of Mikdash is, it's called the Dome of the Rock. Right? That rock's talking about Evan Shesiyah. It's the rock that Yaakov slept on. Right? That's what they say. Right? It's called the Evan Shesiyah. So what do you mean Evan Shesiyah? What does Shesiyah mean? To drink, right? Evan Shesiyah, he shemena nishtei sa'olam. From this, it pastures the whole entire world from this rock. Meaning what? What does it mean for us that this rock pastures the whole world? So how was this rock made? It was made by Derek. What Achdus? Is that what? It was everyone fighting to become, to work for Avodas Hashem, and it's with Achdus. And that's what pastures the whole entire world. Right? It refreshes the whole world. Meaning what? That from Achdus Yisrael, that brings all the brachos. That's where all the brachos come from. Because the Shechina comes to the place where Klai Yisrael is residing together. That's the Evan. So it's a very interesting passing in Tehillim. Okay? We say this a lot. Right? It's a song. We say in Kuf Lamed Gimel in Tehillim, say, Hine Matov Manayim Sheves Achim. What's the word? Gam Yachad. So it goes like this. Yeah? Hine Matov Manayim. How great is it? Sheves Achim Yachad. Right? All you don't. What Sheves Achim, when Chevres is together, what does it mean? Gam Yachad. Also together. Hold on a second. Right? Imagine reading this later. Yeah? Sheves Achim Yachad. What does that mean? That when they sit together. So the Zohar Kodesh asks, so what's the point of the word gam? That's from Rubenstein. Right? It doesn't make sense. So Sheves Achim Yachad, what's the also? You know what he says? When Chevres sit together, B'derech Avodas Hashem, B'derech Yishmaim, gam Yachad means the Shechina, the word gam is a code word for the Shechina. Right? So it says gam Yachad, the Shechina also comes a part of it. Well, when Chevra's learning together, when Chevra's working to be Osek in Yerushalayim, in Havz Yisrael, in Torah, and Avodah together, then you know who wants to be part of that? The Shekhinah says, what about me? Don't forget about me. I want to be part of this too. The Shekhinah comes down and dwells with us. Right now, we're sitting together and learning. The Shekhinah wants to be here also. Why? Because we want to get close. The Shekhinah says, so do I. I also want to be part of this. You know, sometimes you have like a Rebbe, yeah? So when the Talmidim are like fiery, and it's like the Rebbe like wants to be part of it also. You know why? Because he says you guys are on fire too. You know, so the Shekhinah also wants you part of our Avodas Hashem. But what dafka when Chevra comes together with Achdus Yisrael? So I'll show you something mamish awesome. If you go to Parshas Vayechi, right? You guys will get to in a couple of parshios. So Vayechi, listen to what Yaakovina says. All right, it's when Yaakov is about to leave the physical world, right? It's like he gathers all of his shvatim together and he gives them brachos before he dies. Right, so listen to what it says. Vayikar Yaakov, it's Perek Mentes, Pasuk Aleph. Vayikar Yaakov el Banov, so Yaakov calls to his sons. Vayomer, he asfu, gather. Vagida lachem, esa sheikra aschem ba'arachas yam. It says, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen at the end of days. That's like, Yival, you know, like you want to know what's going to happen at the end of days? Boom, here it is. So, what does Rashi say? This is what Rashi says. Vagida lachem, and I'm going to tell you. It says, Bikesh Yaakov the Galus says, okay, it's Yaakov wanted to reveal to them what it was going to be in times of Mashiach. And you know what happened? In Istakam imena Shechina v'hischil omer dvar machir. The Shechina left him and he didn't say it out. So it's like a whole build up. Here it is, boys, and boom. Imagine someone's telling you, like, you know, you're waiting like all that. You want to find out what, like, you know, it's a Shabbos game. You want to find out what the Yankees did, right? So you're finally asking, like, no, what did the Yankees do? The one they're playing the World Series Game 7? Guess says to you, the Yankees, I watched the game last night, and you know what they did last night? Oh, it's a beautiful day outside, no? I should be like, dude, look, what? Come on, tell me. I don't know what you're talking about. It's mamash what happened with Yaakov Avinu. He wanted to tell him what the Kates was going to be, and boom, the Shechina left him. But Rafi Pnimius, no. He told him exactly what he needed to say. If you look at the Pesukim, Sfarim say like this. What's going to happen to you? And then he says, Hikabtu v'shamu b'nei Yaakov v'shamu el Yisrael avichem. So what's the first word he said? What does Hikabtu mean? Mikabetz nilcheyamu Yisrael. What does it mean? It gathers up. Kabtu is a kibbutz. Right? Kibbutz Golias. So what does it mean? So he says, Esher Eschem Achim. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen Achaz Yamim. What's the word he says? He kabtu. Which means that what? You want to know how you're going to bring Achaz Yamim? He kabtu. So really it says that what? He didn't get it out. Apipanimis, he got exactly what he needed to get out. He kabtu. You want to know what the sod of bringing Mashiach is? You want to know what the sod of Gula is? It's that word right there. He kabtu. When Chevra comes together for Avodas Hashem, we work together to build ourselves in Avodas Hashem, that's what Gula comes. Has to be al derech remez, I'll tell you this separately. He kaptu is gematria tzaddik. Right? He kaptu is gematria tzaddik. Seems also is that when you gather around the tzaddik, that itself is bechin of Gula. That's like the secret. In this world where we're very lost, Yaakovinu is the tzaddik. Right? It's a secret, but that's just al derech remez. That's where we're going to go now, but that's just for another time. We see, what did Yaakov tell them? What's the secret to the Gula? So when Chevra is together, when we're living in our Avodas Hashem together, when we have Achdus Yisrael with each other, that's the sod. So when it says Yaakov didn't get it out, no, he did. But you can't say it out straight up. If you understand the Ramazim, right, then you understand that. So it goes like this. So the key to gula is achdus. So in Chaim Oran, Rabbi Nachman says something, Mom, it's such a chizuk. I'll say it outside. So like this, he told the chassidim one time, he's like, you know what it means to be one of my chassidim? So you don't know what it means to be a chassid, Rabbi Nachman, a b'rasav chassidim? He's like, what? If you see one of your fellow chassidim struggling, or not besimcha, you go be mesameachim. If you see someone who needs chizuk, you go be mechazikim. That what? The nekuda of our chassidus is like we said last night from the Zohar Kodesh, b'chadusa talya milsa. Is that what? That there's an ahava. That there's an ahava yisrael from each other. Mechazik each other. Be mesameach each other. That's exactly what the nekuda is. And so what's kamachi ahava? Aleph hev beiz hey.
Six. 13.
Ahava is gematria echad. That what? The secret of ahava, the real ahava is one when we're echad with each other. That's why dafka, when you're even a better emes. So if you have two Jews, you have ahava for each other. So that's echad and echad. Right? So what's echad plus echad? That's yud kevavke. The what? When there's achdus between two Jews, that says, oh, that's Shem Hashem right there. Shem says, I want to be part of that. That's why I tell you something amazing, yeah? We say every day in Valtia, and it says, Va'atakadosh, Yoshev Tesel, Vikara Ze El Zev Yamar, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So this is what Rav Biederman says. He says, what does it mean that we say, Va'atakadosh, Yoshev Tesel, Vikara Ze El Zev? It goes like this. So let's mean Yaakov Moshe are sitting together, or Moshe Aaron, Yeshua, and Nassan. I think you are the only three guys that I only call you by your Hebrew names. They're like, I know that. Like, you guys don't go by that, but I call you guys that. So it's good. There's a good chevra over here, you know? It's a great nekuda, right? So it goes like this. It says, Vikara ze el zev yamar kadosh, that what I say to him, and he says to me, I say, oh, Vikara ze el zev yamar kadosh, say you're kadosh. You know what Hashem says? Kadosh, kadosh. He says, I call you kadosh. Hashem says, you know what's kadosh? You're kadosh, and I'm kadosh also. And when chevra lives with each other, when we have a hav yisrael, when we have dvekas with each other, Hashem says, that's kadosh right there. That's exactly what I'm looking for. When we gather up with each other, that's exactly what it's about. With real achdus. So the concept we say, right? We say the shame yichud kach brechu shchintai b'tchidu rechumi yachay shame kevavke b'chidu shlem b'shem kol yisrael. There's a concept called b'shem kol yisrael. That what does it mean b'shem kol yisrael? We say this every day. Put on a tefillin, put on a talis. Most people maybe forget about it, but it's important to say it, right? So what does it mean b'shem kol yisrael? It means that what? Then in my avodas Hashem, I learned this from Mursi Lambrick. Before Shir, every day he would say chevra b'shem kol yisrael. So one time I asked him, like, what does that mean when you say that? B'shem kol Yisrael means that what? That everything I'm doing today, I'm connecting to all the Jews in the world. There's an olam called, like the Norman Mal says, there's an olam called, the olam, it's called B'shem kol Yisrael. It's called kol Yisrael. Right? Meaning that what? That every mice I do, that even if I'm just eating, even if I'm just learning on my own, but before I do it, I say B'shem kol Yisrael. That what? That if I'm doing something good now, it should affect all of kol Yisrael. And that's a sword, and that's something that's a very big secret, that a lot of people, it helps you on your avodah Hashem a lot. That means when I'm doing one little thing, all of Klai Yisrael is nichlal in me. Amazing. So who are the heroes of Hanukkah? The Maccabees. Right? So everything the Maccabees did, with their whole nekuda, everything they did, they stepped up, said, our whole nekuda is that we're mechavin b'shem kol Yisrael. Every kavanah they have, just mechavin b'shem kol Yisrael. You, Moshe Sharon, tell me, what's the Rosh Tevus of mechavin? First letter is Mechavin is Mem, B'Shem is Bez, Kol is Chaf, Yisrael is Yud. What does it spell? If you mix it up, Maccabee. Is that what? Their whole Kavana, like Rubenstein said this at Shal Shiras in my house 3 years ago. This is Maccabee, means that their whole Kavana was Mechavin, B'Shem, Kol Yisrael. So what does that do for them? Do you know what the war the Maccabees had was? Different forums say how many Maccabees. Some say it was 5, some say that. Some say it was 13. Oh, wow, 13, so much, right? They fought against thousands upon thousands of Yevanim. And they won. Doesn't make any sense. You know why they won? Because it was every single Jew was involved also. Why? Because every single thing they did was just Mechavim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. And through that Siyat HaShemaya, it took them to the place called Kol Yisrael, which is the Malman of Teva, which the whole sheet of the Yevanim is what everything's under Teva. But they tapped into what? A place called B'Shem Kol Yisrael, which means that one above Teva. That what? When I have Achdus Yisrael, my kochos go l'mal min Teva. It's exactly what this nes of Chanukah. Right? So how many days do we have of Chanukah? 8 days. You guys are hoping I was going to say like 36, you know? Like, what? Right? So that's why we say we're going to start saying in B'mei Atziyahu, right? Kavu Shmonas Yimei Chanukah Ilu. So if you take the Gemach of Shmonas Yimei Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah, Shmonas Yimei Chanukah, Skmatri 933, Skmatri exactly, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. That what? That the whole Nekuda of these days is a day's dot to work on my Achdus. to work on getting together with each other. Halal and Udah together. Right? That's why Rubenstein likes to say, Haneros Halalu Kodeshim, right? So what does Halalu mean? It means that they sing praises. It says the beautiful thing is when you light all your eight candles, Haneros Halalu, the Neros themselves sing together. Why? Because there's such an Achdei Yisrael that even the Neros are singing from that. That everything's in praise. Why? Because when there's Achdei Yisrael, everything's good. Everything's flowing. It's mamash the time of Ahavas Yisrael. The time to be mavdil bein Yisrael la'amim. So that's how gishmak it is to have Achdei with our Jews. So the nekuda is that we started with talking about the Evan. Ha-Evan. Right? That we learn from this Evan. What? The nekuda of what? Of Achdei. That you want to also the tzaddik? Do it together. Right? You don't have to be better than this one. Do it together. So if they take ha-Evan b'miloi, right? Means you spell out the words ha-Evan. So hey is hey Aleph. Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei. Bez is Bez Yud Tuf. Nun is Nun Vav Nun. Gematria 635 is Gematria also Chanukah b'miloi. So what's the connection of the Avanim with Chanukah? Is that we said before that what the Avanim represents them coming together, like we learned from here. The Evan. And that's Gematria Chanukah b'miloi. Why? Because Chanukah also teaches us what's the Nekud of it? Ahav Yisrael. So you say that's kind of a strong, hard remez to say that Avanim represent Achdus. I'll show you exactly why in a second. Actually, I'll tell you now. If you look at the end of the Parsha, right? You got up to the end of the Parsha yet? With Lavan and Yaakov. So it goes like this. It says, when Yaakov bounces, he runs away. It says, Lavan chases him down, right? So it's a very like dramatic scene. Fine, so it goes like this. Vata lecha nechra zabris. Ani vata v'yale eid beini v'necha. So they say that what? That we're gonna make a difference in us. That this is gonna be, Yaakov says to and Lavan, they say, you're gonna be on this side, this will be the blockade, and I'll be here. So what they separate from each other. So look, what does it say? Vayikach Yaakov oven. Vayimeh matzeva. He says he took a stone again. And listen to the next pasuk. Okay, I'm gonna ask you who's Yaakov talking to, okay? Vayomer Yaakov le'echav. Liktu avanim, vayikchu avanim, vayasu ga, vayochlu sham alaga. So he says, he calls to his brothers, he says, gather up these stones. And here's the question. Who's Yaakov's brother? Esau. So why did it say Yaakov called his brothers?
Wasn't everyone with him?
But who's his brothers? He only has one brother. Who's he talking to? Good question, no? We don't realize that. Like, hold on a second. I thought his brother was... So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, what does it mean? Lachiv, Hein Bonav. Those were his sons, the 12 Shvatim. Shiulo Achim Nigashim Ilav Litzara Lumechama. Because they were Achim, they were brothers at that moment. So what does that mean for us? Why Dafik with an Evan? So Sfarim say that Evan is really two words, Av and Ben. That what? That it's an Achdus of Av and Ben. That's why I tell you a nice remez. That who's the one who brings the Achdus of Avos and Banim together? Right? Who's that? Eliyahu Navi. So what's Eliyahu Navi called? He has a couple names to him, right? Tishbi, Eliyahu HaNavi, and Eliyahu HaGiladi. Okay, he's called Eliyahu. What's this word Giladi? You ever heard this word Giladi before? So if you look at Pasuk Mem Zayin, Vayikra Lavan Yagar Sadusa. He called this mountain they made. He called it Yagar Sadusa. Yaakov Karlo Galed. Galed. Avos Ubanim. So remember to tell Yahu Navi right there. Right, that's not for now. It's a lock bomber. I mean, the Eliyahu Navi is called Galed. It's called Eliyahu Giladi, right? And Yaakov just called this place he made Galed. And in this place Galed, they built it out of Avanim, where Yaakov became brothers with his sons, because Oven is Osios Av and Ben. And who's the one who brings the Yichud of Avos and Banim together? Eliyahu Navi. He's the one who brings the Avos together with their Banim. Yeah, that's just a separate remez. What do you see here again? What an Evan represents, it represents Achdus. Of an Av and Ben coming together. Of an Av and Ben doesn't just mean someone who's your father and your son. Av and Ben, like we know, we say that also a Rebbe is called a father. Right? That's why a Rebbe is called his Talmidim, or called his children. Yeah? So what does that mean for us? It means that when I teach you something, you teach me something, it's also an Av and Ben relationship. But what? Is that even though you could be my Av and I could be your Ben, we have an Achdus together, that we respect each other. And we're looking to grow with each other. And that's the Nekuda of Avanim here. It represents the name of Achdus. So I'll tell you another remez of Rubenstein next time. Yeah? Two more minutes. If you take the word Oven, Evan, yeah? What's Gematria? Ha-Evan, right? Ha-Evan, which is a stone. Which means spell, and the Nun is Gematria 700. A Nun so fit.
Or,
okay? So what's Ha-Evan?
78.
708. It's Gematria Vishabbos, or Shabbasa, like we say. Yom Shabbos v'Shabbato. Shabbasa. Or oven itself is Gematria Shabbos with Milas. What does it mean? That what's the day of Achdus Yisrael? Shabbos Kodesh. That the whole Nekudah of Shabbos, this whole Indian of Avanim come together. Shabbos is literally this day, like we learned from the Nisi V'Shalom. That says, Vayakel Moshe, he gathered up all Klal Yisrael, and he told them what? Sheishas Yomim Tasem Lachta. So the Nisi V'Shalom asks, why do you have to say Vayakel Moshe? Why? Because Shabbos can only be Mekabel when it's Achdus Yisrael. If there's no Achdus Yisrael on Shabbos, there's no Shabbos. That's exactly how Shabbos is built. It's built, what? With Achdus with each other. The time to mechazik achdus. So we'll just read a couple lines from the Sefer Shalom here. It's like this. Yeah? Lachin, ksiv b'tor kedosha, daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael, lemor kedoshim tiyu. Lermo, sha'ayidei shetiyu ba'achdus, yeh lachem koach harab lios kedoshim. That when you have achdus, that's when you can get to kedusha. U'me'ay tam anami, lo ksiv lashon yachid kadosh tiyah. V'chein hu adavar gam b'mitzvah Shabbos kodesh, sh'kasev omer, so to we see by Shabbos. V'yakel Moshe es kol adas b'nei Yisrael, v'yomar lehem, eile hadvarim asher tziva Hashem la'aso, so sam sheish yam tasem la'achtecha. So he starts speaking about Shabbos. Why? Uper Shabbosinu HaKadoshim, our Rebbeim tell us that what? She says, Etzim HaDavar, Asher Tziva Hashem Lasos. This is exactly what Hashem created, told him to do. The Hainu LaHakel Yachad, together, together. Ki Aidei Zeh, because when we're gathered together, Tamshichu Or Kedusa Shabbos Alat Mechem. Then what? Then the Or of Shabbos come upon you. So what are you going to do? Let's say I go to my cousins somewhere for Shabbos. Whether I'm not gathering with anyone else. You know what you do? B'Shem Kol Yisrael. And now, boom, you did it. What everything I do on Shabbos is mechav m'shem kol Yisrael. Shabbos is all about that. It's all about that inyan of achdus. Right? Inyan is sod malchus. We're saying here that what it's also inyan of avonim, av and ben, coming together. So we'll just close out with this. So we know that Shabbos is called Yom HaDeh, right? Shabbos and Chanukah have big shaykhs with each other. Right? They're both about Neros, right? The shaykh to that inyan. But also they're both about Torah. Shabbos, like the Zohar Kadosh says, is called Yom HaDeh Raisa. It's called Day of Torah. And what's the nitzachon of Chanukah? So the Yavon tried to lashkicham Torah secha, try to take us away from Torah. So the nitzachon, like the Shlach Kadosh says, is that what? It's the nitzachon of Torah. It's that Torah wins. So you see, dafka by Avon Amos and Sheikhas the Torah. So if you look in the Kedushas Levi on this week's parsha, this is like this, right? It says vayikach me'avnei makon vayasem erashosav vayishkav makamahu. He says he took these avanim and he slept there. So if you look what the Berditchever says, what does it mean by Yishkav Malkum Maku? So how many letters are there in the Torah? Okay. All right.
22.
No. 22. It's called the Chaf Beis Osius of Torah. So what the Berditchever says, Zehu Vayishkav. Vayishkav is Osius. Vayish Chaf Beis Osius. But Malkum Mahu. That what? That in this place, that what's Shaykh to Avanim? Avanim are called Osius, the Sefer Yetzirah says. Vayish Chaf Beis. That means that what? In this place, Yaakov realized that this is Torah itself. That Avanim are Shaykh to Torah. Because Avanim means Osios. It means letters are called Avanim. And he said, V'yishchav Beis. That what? That there's Torah here also. And Avanim represent Torah also. Meaning what? So what does it do with the Chanukah? So Tzvi Tzadik has a remez where he says that what? If you take Gematria Shmona Simei Chanukah, it's Gematria Torah B'miloy also. Is that the whole Nekud of Chanukah, it's a time of Torah. It's time to be Mechazik in Torah. Right? To learn Mechav B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Ahav Yisrael. That what does it say about Yavan? It says, Lashkicham Torah Secha. That they wanted us to forget the Torah. So, shachach. What does shachach mean? To forget, right? So if you mix up the letters of shachach, what do you get? No. Shachach. Shin, chaf, ches, chaf. Choshech. What does it mean, choshech? Who's choshech? Oh. So the manager says, the choshech zu yavan. That forgetting something, that's exactly what I do. It doesn't mean I forgot it. It means what? It became dark to me. So I forgot about Lashkicham Torah Secha, we say. Hashem's Torah. I forgot about Hashem in the Torah. Right? Hashem's called the Or Ein Sof. When I forget about Hashem in the Torah, then it's no more Or in the Torah. It's right, we say, what do we say? Ki ner mitzvah v'torah Or. But there's no Or in the Torah, and that's exactly what Yav wants to do. Lashkicham, to make it choshech to us. To make it dark to us. That's why we have to light up the Torah. We have to mamish make it Givaldi Torah. Orazu Torah. And the way you light it up is how? Is with a Havas Yisra. Exactly how you light it up. Because like the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Ki ner Hashem nishmas Adam. So what does it mean? That a ner is shaykh to neshama. Right? So when neshamas gather up, you know what that means? That neiros are coming together. And the more neiros you have, the more light you have. And dafka, when the neiros are shining together, that I want you to shine your light, and you shine your light, and you shine your light, I shine my light, then what that brings the greatest light of all. That's why we say, v'ha'er einenu b'sorasecha. The Torah should be lighting. It should be lit. It should be givadik. And that's the whole nekuda of what these avanim represent to us. The what? The come together. Come together to serve Hashem. Like the Maccabees, right? The what? Mechav m'shem kol Yisrael. Everything I do is just b'shem kol Yisrael. So I'll just finish with a quick maisa from Oiv Yisrael. The Abderav. This is one of my favorite stories. So, again, to have a sefer called Oiv, to be called Oiv Yisrael is a pretty big deal, no? So he says like this. He says he was sitting in the base measure at the time with his chassidim. He said to them, Chevra, I just want you to know one big klal in Kol HaTorah Kula. He said, what's the klal? So the klal is that every single parsha is just about a Havas Yisrael. I'm like, okay, good. So they're going through the parsha, fine. Also, the chassidim get up. Hold on a second. Parsha's Balak. Where do you find anything in Balak about a Havas Yisrael? And the Havas Yisrael says, that's so easy. Balak, Beis, Lam, and Kuf is our shtevos. What? V'hafta l'reacha kamocha. Givaldik, no? Let me ask you a question. What are the first letters of v'hafta l'reacha kamocha? V'hafta is a vav. Let's write it out, okay? Balak is Beis, Lamed, Kuf. V'hafta l'reacha kamocha. Is that the same? Not at all. So it sounds the same. The chassidim look at him and they're like, yeah, maybe the Rebbe is holding my perm tight. We don't know, you know, like... And they say, Rebbe, like, you know, mocha on your kavod, but balak is beis lam and kuf, v'haftal rechak mocha is vav lam and chaf. So, it doesn't say it. So, Oiv Yisrael looks at them, and he says like this. He says, Chevra, you guys are my chassidim long enough to know that what? That when it comes to Havas Yisrael, Oiv Yisrael to love another Jew, we're not so medactic on how you get it to be spelled. He says, even if it doesn't work out perfectly, but to have a hava for another Jew, you have to do it. You got to do what you got to do. To push yourself to have a hava for another Jew. And that's the whole nekuda here, Chevra. Coming to Chanukah. This is Chanukah. Right? It's a time when it's Madil bin Kodesh Zechol. Bin Oral Choshech. Bin Yisrael Amim. To connect to other Jews. Other Jews who might be struggling in this base medrash. You ever realize it's much easier to get to be Mechazik and another Jew who's struggling than another Jew who's learning well right next to you. The ikker thing is what? To Mechazik the Yid who sits next to you in the base medrash. Mechazik your Chavrusa. Mechazik the people that you think you're challenging, right? The whole nekuda in the base measures, what's supposed to be a place of ahava, that we're growing together, that we're pushing each other, right? A kina sofrim, not a kina that I want this guy to fail, to push each other to succeed, and that's the whole nekuda. So Amir Tashem, Mish Bzocha, Mekabal, these gevaldic days of Chanukah, Kislev, right? To prepare ourselves very well for it, Mizocha, Mekabal, those days of ahava, of ahava Yisrael. And that day of Shabbos, which is the day of Acht Yisrael, for that day, B'siyat HaShemayah, Yom Shkul Shabbos, Nucha, L'chai Olam, L'kovet Shabbos, Kodesh.